Time for our weekly Fargo Forest Coaches Conversation. This week, it's with head coach Brett Skinner of the Forest. And coach, we're in the, you know, for baseball fans, it would be the dog days. But right now, in the middle of winter, February, things are cold out. You guys are slumping a little bit, 2-8 over your last 10. What do you think is going on? I know right before we jumped on, you said a little bit of illness within the team, but what exactly has went into this bit of a struggle that you guys are going through at this moment in time?
Yeah, you kind of alluded to the dog days there. I mean, we came out of Christmas break, and you always want to come out of that refreshed, and we started 5 games in 8 days on the road. We went 3-1-1, and we're pretty happy with our play. It was pretty consistent with the way we were playing before the break anyways. And then right away that next week, we had 4 games in a row at home, and it was, you know, guys missing practice early in the week and maybe able to get back in the lineup on the weekend, but, you know, limited practice time, not feeling themselves. And, you know, sometimes there's flus and colds that go around where it's a 1-2 day thing. We're just noticing with this one. And I mean, I notice at home with my kids, I notice with my wife, I notice with myself, but, you know, and everyone you talk to, I think, is feeling the same way, but it's like 2-3 weeks of kind of lingering low energy. I mean, there's other teams in the league going through it too, but it just, with our depth, it seems to kind of, you know, it's affecting our play, I'd say, analytically or looking overall at our team play. I mean, certainly the kids are still working hard and giving it their best effort, and we're not that far off, you know, overall, but we just seem to lack a little pop, you know, to be able to get the puck in the back of the net a little bit more consistently. It certainly shows in our power play, which is really struggling. But you watch the tape and you break it down and you look at our process, it's not like you're sitting here banging your head on the wall. You know, you're not doing anything right. It just, it seems to be that finishing touch right now. And, you know, just trying to sit back and look at it objectively, you'd say, you know, again, the kids are working hard, they're trying hard, but they just, it seems like a general lack of kind of pop just with the overall kind of energy levels of the group just the last month with either illness, injury, or you know, kind of a dog days type of situation.
Now, Coach, when it comes to that and the guys, you know, battling through some colds and flus and whatnot, and then obviously a little bit of struggles on the ice, how do you keep the guys' spirits and head in the game to not get too down on themselves and not to press too much when it comes to playing these games? Because obviously a lot of times in sports they always talk about let the game come to you and take the opportunities that are there. So how do you kind of keep that positive mentality for this team?
Yeah, I think, you know, well, one, we're in hockey games and it's not like we're playing, you know, terrible. I think you look at the score of Saturday at Sioux Falls, it was 3-1 with 5 minutes left. And we take a penalty, they score to make it 4-1, and we still pull the goalie, I think, because there was still a belief in our team that, you know, we wanted to still come back. And I think that there's value in practicing those moments anyways. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, if we win, if we lose, our practices are going to be skills focused on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are going to be pace and, you know, kind of compete focused and with some systems sprinkled in. And then Thursdays were all about execution. So our process doesn't really change wins or losses wise. I think as we take a step back and look at where we're at, I mean, there are certainly reasons for it. And you're in a constant state of analysis of how to get better. But you know, if we, you know, we're 8-2 in the last 10 games, we'd be doing all the same things we can on a day-to-day basis. Probably like you said, from a mental standpoint, you're certainly focused on keeping things positive and making sure the kids know that, you know, their work ethic isn't going unnoticed and, things like that. But overall, I mean, we're kind of sticking to the process and continue to try to develop the kids.
Now, Coach, when it comes to kind of that old baseball saying from Yogi Berra, don't think, just hit, I think that applies to baseball players when they're at the plate. I think it applies to basketball players when they're out there shooting. When you start to overanalyze things that you're doing mechanically speaking in the hitting and the shooting as an aspect, I mean, is there a potential out there for you to just simply tell the boys, look, don't overthink it. Just go out there and play your game and allow that to happen and the game to come to you?
For sure. I mean, there's certainly messaging in there where, you know, they're all good players. Go out there and just kind of believe in themselves. And, you know, we're generating chances, or, you know, the analytics are essentially the same, you know, the underlying numbers as they are from before Christmas. You know, it's just kind of that finishing touch. So it's not really, you know, the kids are just kind of going out there and it could be a situation where it's inevitable. It's a matter of time, you know, where we'll, you know, in a positive standpoint, if we could ever get out of this healthy, and we've tried to manage our schedule based around our health and recovery, you know, just based off the fact that the numbers haven't changed that much from where we were before Christmas, I think is encouraging. But yeah, the kids just go out there. You got to play the game. You got to have fun. You know, the puck is going to go in, but you know, then you kind of start to see the kids, you know, now they miss the net because they're trying to really pick the spot. Mm-hmm. And that's probably not going to help you get it in the back of the net anymore. And if they don't score, you know, like their body language changes. So it's certainly it compounds, you know, onto different things and again, these situations. But, you know, we're working hard here to continue, like I said earlier, just to continue to develop these kids and push forward through it.
I know you mentioned a moment ago about trying to stay consistent within preparations, whether you're 2-8 in your last 10 or 8-2. But with the amount of road games you guys have had, you talked about the 5 games in 8 or 10 days. You've been on the road 5 of your last 7. This weekend, you're able to be home and sleep in your own beds for a full week. Does this give you an opportunity now with guys trying to get healthier to either, I don't know if you either try and, you know, hammer down a little bit more and you guys try and put in extra work, or to be able to be a little bit more relaxed and try and refresh your minds as you're in the midst of the tough season? Do you try and do a balance of something of that sort right now, or just to try and clear everybody's mind, or do you just keep going after it day after day?
Yeah, I like what you said with the balance. I think, you know, this week has been more focused on trying to get healthy. We've pushed practices back to allow a little extra sleep in the mornings, and a little bit lighter the last 2 days. Normally Mondays would be like a skills day where we're working on, you know, it could be anything. I think people, when you say skills day, they think about toe drags and just shooting and scoring and stick handling, but you know, it could be picking pucks up off the wall. It could be for defense and transition play. It could be lots of different things. So Monday's more just like kind of individual skills based. And yesterday we were lucky to have, a Russian skills coach in town, Alex Antropov, and he worked with some skating and some skating with the puck, different skill stuff, and just kind of up and down the ice and things that don't really, you know, I don't think it's going to translate to the kids Friday night, but if you do that stuff enough, it maybe even just opens up a part of their brain where if you're within a drill during the week, they can maybe translate some of that stuff. But, you know, maybe just a little bit more focused on foot off the gas a little bit and a little more auxiliary things that are still important, you know, like those skills based days are still important to the long-term development plan of the kids. And then today we'll get more into a regular type practice, but, you know, again, it's kind of that balance. Like, you know, if you're all up and running and you're winning and everyone's healthy, you can grind them a little bit. And it's kind of that iron sharpens iron mentality, where if you have a really good practice week, the games seem easier. Right now we're trying to make sure that we have our energy levels for the drop of the puck, and you know, meanwhile making sure that we're sharp and we're ready to execute and our puck skills are ready to go. But we're certainly pacing our week through puck drop right now for sure.
Coach, you mentioned one of the skills that you guys do work on is, you know, playing the puck off the boards, etc. So this kind of popped into my head. I don't know that I've ever asked you this before, but I know that once upon a time, I believe it was one of the NCAA games in Shields Arena that we had a few years ago, there was a weird play where there was a puck that bounced off the back wall and it was right out in front for a guy to score a goal. When you talk about playing the puck off the boards and practicing that, is there an advantage to obviously playing more games and shields than your opponents? I mean, are you guys more aware of maybe there's a dead spot in the boards, or maybe there's a certain spot that there's a bigger bounce off of it? And do you guys work on any of that type of stuff? And then obviously when you're on the road, do you guys try and figure out where maybe some of those spots are off the boards, or is it just kind of general kind of playing it off the boards?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think organically you're going to figure out your own arena the best, you know, like usually around the Zamboni door, there's some dead spots or there's some funky bounces where there's a piece of plastic sticking out. We're really lucky with our arena. It's maintained very well. And, you know, but you do kind of get used to the different angles. And then, a lot of times when we go on the road, we'll pregame skate, we'll travel to most places the day before and we'll get a pregame skate in the arena. And I usually try to tell them, you know, you kind of do, you know, 10, you know, a dozen hot laps around the rink before the skate kind of starts and just kind of get a feel for the boards. You know, thinking of Waterloo, they're not a full Olympic sheet, but they're in between an NHL and Olympic sheet. So try to get a feel for the corners and the different shapes and stuff like that. So it's certainly a unique part of the game. You know, the NHL has a standard arena size that everything's standardized, but I'm sure there's still some uniqueness with you know, how the puck's going to come off in different buildings. But at the junior level, you can still have kind of funky different shapes and funky corners, and the rinks can still be built differently. And as you still have some older arenas and stuff like that in the league. So it is kind of a fun part of the game. You know, like in baseball, you get the different size baseball fields, and, you know, some fit better for a righty, some fit better for a left-handed hitter, and easier getting it out, and you're going to build your team around that potentially as far as who you're giving all the money to. And you know, at our level, there's still some unique aspects to how some of that plays out. And I don't know how much you're practicing to it. For me, if we're practicing power play, I like to practice in the far end where we're going to have two of the three periods. You know, and if it's D zone, I like to practice the D zone in the two of the three periods where we'll have to defend, stuff like that, where it just kind of maybe makes you feel a little bit more comfortable.
With trying to piggyback off of that a bit, this might be a really weird question that you might just call me a goober for, but when you're mentioning playing off the boards and getting those different feels for, there might be a dead spot, maybe there's a spot where you can pick up some speed on it. Does it ever end up happening where you guys try and play on a cleaner sheet of ice or practice on a dirtier sheet of ice that's a little bit more beat up without the Zamboni coming through and cleaning it, knowing towards the tail end of periods you're going to have some more, you know, imperfections and things of those sorts for the puck to be bouncing more so? Or is that just something you just take with the punches as they go?
Yeah, you kind of take it as, well, obviously, like as practice goes along, the one thing that we're really lucky with is we have the two sheets of ice in Shields Arena, so we can hop up off of Shields Arena and go up to FUIC. So a big thing would be like the power play, where if you practice power play early in practice, you're probably going to lose some of the guys that aren't on the power play, and then you try to get back into drills and they're kind of mentally checked out. And you know, historically that's kind of the way practices go, so you try to practice power play later in practice, but then the ice is beat up. So it's kind of a conundrum a little bit on how to get that quality power play time where you want to be able to make plays on fresh ice. So we're lucky, if we really wanted to, we could hop up on FUIC and practice on fresh ice. And we do that a lot more where Tuesdays, for instance, we practice for 55 minutes, an hour on our sheet, and then the ice gets dirty, and then the kids hop up on FUIC for Skills Club with Josh Bjorlin, who's our skills coach, and then they get to do the skill stuff, puck handling, shooting on the fresh sheet ice. So there's certainly some thought put into that, probably a little bit more early in the year when you're practicing longer, where your numbers are higher as far as your roster and you haven't cut down yet, and there's more kids beating the ice up, and maybe you got one or two extra drills because you're trying to get the systems up and running. So we'll zam even at that time of year where, you know, you might go 50 hard or 45 hard, and then you zam, and it gives you an extra 30 minutes on fresh ice, or especially even if you're doing special teams and stuff like that. So it is something that, you know, when you're practicing planning the practices, you're certainly taking into consideration the quality of ice and what the ice is going to be like. And, you know, even if you want to practice something later in the day, you might say, hey, I can't do this drill early in practice. It's going to, you know, beat up the neutral zone, and we're not going to be able to practice our neutral zone transition as much later in practice. So it is something for sure we think about.
Awesome. And in closing with you today, Coach, so we don't take up too much of your time this weekend, you have an opportunity to return home, Shields Arena, a couple of cracks at it against the Omaha Lancers. At this point, with you guys trying to get back on track, what needs to happen on home ice this weekend for you guys to be successful and get back in that the winning ways of Force hockey?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, the base and the identity of our team is we're a strong defending team. When we have a commitment to play defense, the offense kind of comes out of that. So not try to press too much for offense, and, you know, trust in the process as far as what our identity is, what our base is as a team, and what gives us success. And then, you know, when we get our chances, you know, bearing down and being ready to execute in that moment, but not, you know, again, sticking with what the base of our game is, what makes us have success, how we transition to offense, you know, and I think, you know, after a good practice week, hopefully here the kids will be ready to execute on the weekend.